From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The popular government auto trade-in program known as Cash for Clunkers could run out of money unless Senate lawmakers take action this week. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Auto dealers are raising concerns that the money for Cash for Clunkers will run out before they can be reimbursed. Transportation officials say they're working overtime to get through the backlog of rebates. And U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the government will make a good faith effort to ensure dealers holding claims are reimbursed. But the program will likely be suspended this week if the Senate does not follow the House in approving an additional $2 billion for the program. And some Republican lawmakers have already said they will try to stop the infusion of new money. Cash for Clunkers offers rebates of up to $4,500 on cars or trucks that get 18 miles per gallon or less. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Officials in western Afghanistan say a roadside bomb has killed at least 10 people and wounded at least 20 others. The bomb apparently targeted a police convoy and comes after the military said three American soldiers died Sunday in a Taliban ambush in eastern Afghanistan. The troops' convoy was first hit by a roadside bomb. Militants then attacked with gunfire. Their deaths come a day after three other U.S. troops were killed by roadside bombs. After nearly two decades, the question of what happened to Navy Captain Scott Spiker has been answered. The Pentagon says remains found in the Iraqi desert have been positively identified. Spiker's plane was shot down on the first night of the 1991 Gulf War. He apparently died in the crash and was buried by Bedouin tribesmen. In Arkansas, Nels Jensen, a former classmate of Spiker's, says he and others had held out hope that Spiker may have survived the crash.
It's going to be hard for the family, naturally. After all these years and some of the friends of getting their hopes up and then, you know, this massive roller coaster ride we all were on.
The most generous educational benefits in a generation have gone into effect for veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. Deborah Amos reports.
For many soldiers serving in Iraq, there's little time to check out the sweeping benefits that include a free four-year college education with the government picking up the tab. But word is spreading, and many on active duty are checking out websites to calculate their benefits. Paul Rykoff, executive director of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Association, says the new GI Bill is a victory for those who have served since 9/11.
You know, I think for the first time, it really gives Iraq and Afghanistan vets the sense that the country does really care about their future. I think it helps us feel less expendable, as you've got folks doing third, fourth, even fifth tours now.
Colleges across the country are gearing up for additional admissions. Unlike the World War II program, veterans can transfer the educational support to a spouse or to their children. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the administration may need to take additional steps to bolster an economic recovery, including possibly extending unemployment benefits.
The basic reality still that unemployment is very high in this country. We need to make Americans more confident about their future. And I think you need to do it through just by making sure people understand we are going to do what's necessary to bring growth back on track.
Geithner was on ABC's This Week. He said once a recovery is underway, the government will have to make some hard choices about reducing the federal deficit. And asked if he would rule out higher taxes, Geithner said the administration will do what it takes to bring the deficit down. Just a day after a Minnesota diocese nominated a partnered lesbian as bishop, one of the nation's most liberal Episcopal dioceses has nominated two openly gay priests to become prelates. Carrie Moran in Los Angeles reports that the move is seen as a test.
The nominations of San Francisco priest John Curley and the Reverend Canon Mary Glasspool of Baltimore came from the Diocese of Los Angeles, home to 70,000 Episcopalians in Southern California. Presiding Bishop J. John Bruno, a champion of gay rights, says he's pleased they'll offer some diversity among the half-dozen candidates vying for a couple of assistant bishop positions to be decided this December. The move is seen as a first step to test last month's reversal of an unwritten ban against gays in the Episcopalian hierarchy, a policy prompted by last year's schism when several dioceses broke away in protest of the 2003 appointment of partnered gay bishop Gene Robinson. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Moran in Los Angeles.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.